Independent candidate Tyrone Austin is a businessman who's making his second run for mayor. His platform is a little bit different than most when it comes to housing the homeless and increasing tax revenue. He joins me in studio. Great to have you with us, sir. Nice to have you.
Hey, thanks.
This is your second run for mayor. What did you learn the first time around that's going to help you this time?
The first time around, everybody who's working downtown is not actually working for you when you're running for this office.
You say everybody downtown. You're talking about the political part of downtown?
I'm talking about the structure and everything. You're asked for information. You won't get it all. It's like a go find out for yourself type of thing. And I've been finding out for myself.
What qualifies you, do you believe, to be mayor of the city of St. Louis?
Well, a lot of people don't know that I influenced a lot of changes in a lot of people in the world. For example, I influenced Matt Blunt with a letter to help him change the way they handle child support cases in the city instead of just locking them up and holding them for a rare child support. They are offering these guys custody and an opportunity to make the payment so they can get out of the arrears. And I also introduced to Matt Blunt the opportunity of letting men get 50-50 custody so they can alternate on filing their taxes, so they can get that EIC in the state and snatch that big lump rather than taking little bits at a time.
You say you influenced Matt Blunt. Did he acknowledge those letters that you sent him and say that you were influential in his decision-making?
No, he didn't send any letters. I sent that letter to him after I had got released from a child support incident that destroyed basically my family structure until we had to rebuild everything back up for a kid that I had no longer had any custody over. But they had me down there like 9 months, and I got charged $1,750 to get out of jail after the issue were resolved with the child's mother.
Uh-huh. And was Blunt helpful at all in this?
After the fact, yeah, because a lot of stuff changed. At first, they were just locking guys up, and you just make bond or make a payment in order to get released, like being held for hostage.
Is this part of your life and what you're talking about? Is this part of your campaign now, or this whole issue of jailing on child custody things?
I'm totally against that. I'm 100% for 50-50 custody. If a man can, like, I got custody of all my children. My cousin had custody of his kids. My friend Trina gave her custody to her baby daddy, Sean. So it's a lot of us who can step up, but the system is designed to break up these families.
Yeah. Well, tell us what the main structure of your campaign is. What are the principal planks in your platform?
Creating a secondary revenue for the city of St. Louis with a self-tax system using this hydrogen. It's a hydrogen car fender. You can Google it.
Hydrogen car fender.
That is correct. You can Google it, and you can see pictures of it. It's basically a HHO tank. It's hollow. It creates hydrogen gas on demand, and it cuts your gasoline use basically in half.
So what are you proposing, that the city vehicles be so equipped or that all vehicles be equipped?
The post office to jump on it first, because they I think most post office drivers who deliver mail and collect mail fills up those tanks like twice a week at like 60-70 bucks a watt.
But of course you would have no opportunity to mandate that the post office
we're just
going
to offer these tanks as a crowdfunding solution to cheaper gas and more savings to Americans all over the country. And St. Louis would tax every tank in the country that's getting refilled, and we will make about $30 million every 30 days.
We will make
St. Louis City, as me being mayor, in order for this program to work, I have to be mayor of St. Louis to get you those tax breaks.
I'm not quite sure I understand exactly how the city makes that $30 million.
Just like the same way city makes money on Ameren and the Klee gas. When you pay your bill, you'll get a little summary saying that the city took a little bit of that money you paid into their coffers. So it's going to be basically the same way. Like the cell phone industry, when you pay for certain things in a taxing system, state and local.
So would it be a city-imposed tax on this hydrogen? I'm going to move this microphone just a little bit.
I can move back a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, what sort of legs does this idea have? Is it being utilized anyplace else?
You can find people using hydrogen tanks all over YouTube. The only hassle with the tanks that they creating themselves and using and buying is that you have to refill them yourself. And what my tanks does, it create jobs with their refill hassle. And we tax the refills as you refill.
This is quite a different approach to running for mayor of the
yes,
city of St. Louis. Some people say it's just a little bit over the top.
No, it's not over the top. That's imagine Boeing producing these tanks because they gave me the thumbs up and also invited me to submit the product through one of their programs through a website, through their website link in order for them to overlook it and develop it. But I know we have a better chance of getting this nationwide if I'm mayor of the city of St. Louis.
Right. What other things do you have in mind once you become mayor, if elected? I know that the homeless issue is one that you have another unusual, a different approach.
Yes.
What is
I have a program that's based on part-time employment that if we take all 22, it's 20 vacant schools now at the end of the school year. I'm hearing it would be two more schools added. So I can take all 22 of these vacant schools, convert them into sleeping centers, and at three-year intervals, we will take certain people out to buy vacant lots to build homes with the money that they save. But the average person, part-time, three years for a couple, one person, a single person working part-time, it'll take you up to 5 years living in these centers in order to save up enough money to build your home from the ground up with no banks, no loans, and no mortgages and no payments.
Is this something the city should be doing?
Oh, yeah, because what they do is they put too many steps in between things. Besides, like, for example, the vacant homes, any vacant buildings. I have a program so that if a house stays vacant for more than 3 years in your community and you got $10,000 in the bank, you can come down to City Hall, apply to rehab and fix that house up and manage it until the owners come to their senses or financially come to grips with this property to rehab, manage it until you get your labor and your material out of that property by collecting rent.
Give me a little more information on these sleeping centers that you're talking about in schools. How is that set up? I mean, I'm imagining a school with a whole bunch of cots or beds.
Oh, no, that's what Larry Rice want to do. When we pass that in this world in day and age with technology, we're not trying to do the revenge thing like he's on. What we want to do is have everybody who's listening Google Chinese sleeping centers or sleeping pods. You Google that, you'll see a bunch of pictures on what we're trying to do. Or if you don't have a computer and you at home, just imagine a full-size minivan bedroom. Just imagine a full-size minivan with no front seat, passenger seat, just the bed, a mirror on one wall that completely covers one side of the mirror and an entrance inside it out. Beautiful, plushed out, internet, flat screen, everything is provided, what we call the LCD, LED lighting system to keep the units down, the rent down to like $100, $125 a month per individual.
Oh, so rent would be paid.
Oh, yes, sir, $125 a month, $75 per child. So we can get a parent with three kids in there with a fraction of what they're paying for fixed income rent and a house with no utilities included. All your food, cafeteria, restrooms, like in high school, down the hall.
Exactly. Who would the people be who would utilize this?
Immigrants that's coming into it's basically part of my city reintegration system to help bring people back into the city and get them in new homes within 3.5 to 5 years part-time employment. Now, full-time workers, you will be in and out of there in 2 years.
You're not going to find employment for them as well, or are you?
Oh, we are creating jobs where every $2,000 we collect for a job creation, we would create one new job. It's basically a vendor's job. It's a job. Just imagine a 50cc scooter, motorcycle bike, with a trailer hitch on the back of it. And that trailer hitch either have a two-wheel cart with a lawnmower and a weed whacker and a rake and a leaf blower. And we'll, like, you come out of jail, we'll put you on a scooter, you'll work 6 to 7 hours a day, 7 to 5 days, 6 days a week, and you'll pay a rental scooter fee while you earn your own money.
You know, I've seen some things written about some of these ideas that you have, and they're basically being called implausible.
Wow. I guess if you don't have a good imagination and you don't like technology in the future that's we're finna embark on, you can say that. You can say that. But when your gasoline prices get knocked down to 99 cents a gallon and you're saving $2,000 a year on gasoline, it won't be a joke then, would it?
Well, that, I guess, remains to be seen.
Yes, yes.
The election is coming up on April 4th, obviously. Are you confident at all that you can sell these ideas between now and then?
Well, most of the people I have spoke to are not decided yet, especially North St. Louis, Midtown. They're not decided, and they haven't done all of their research. And I'm pretty sure if they do their research, just like what's my guy named that had the Rams football team in St. Louis?
Crunky.
Crunky did his research. They call it due diligence. And found out Slay owned that McGuire building and wanted a bigger place so they can move it to another location. And that's how you got in Prop 1 and Prop 2, which we know is not going to pass.
Well, that remains to be seen. We've got a couple of days to find out.
Yeah, we've got a couple
4th.
Of days to find out. So if you're for Prop 1, I would like to have your vote. If you're against Prop 1, you need to hedge your bets and vote Austin for mayor because I can get you that stadium without all of those taxes.
All right. Well, we'll see what the voters have to say about that. Tyrone Austin, thank you so much for being with us. Good luck next Tuesday.
Hey, thank you very much.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.